Hello everyone, thank you for joining me. This is Erin Giles of erinGiles.com, and today I have with me crowdfunding expert and founder of the Mad Hatter Agency and the man behind the End Sex Trafficking Day crowdfunding campaign this year, Eli Regalado. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
He has helped crowdfund nearly $300,000, so he is definitely an expert in my book, and I'm so excited to ask him many of my readers' dying questions about crowdfunding, but some of my own as well. So first, tell us how you got started crowdfunding.
So I was a private consultant for a business magazine that went after the Fortune 1000 CEOs. Wow. And during that, I pitched the owner and founder of the magazine that we should start doing a web series to really draw out the, I guess, core concepts of entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And I was meeting with people like Steve Wozniak from Apple and Jimmy Wales from Wikipedia. And we started a web series, and one of the first people I had on there was the guy named Slava Rubin. And Slava is the CEO of Indiegogo. Wow. So after we talked, I followed up with him and I said, hey, Slava, you know, I'm really interested in crowdfunding. I've been an entrepreneur almost all my life. And I see this as a pivotal thing as far as being able to change the world for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Giving them that seed funding they need. And he said, yeah, of course, it's always started Indiegogo. So I said, well, how about this? How about you train me on how to crowdfund like a pro? And in exchange, I will run projects through your portal. So he said, great. So he put me in contact with some people from his organization. And for a couple of weeks, we just went back and forth on different data sets. So there's a lot of people that say, well, I think it should be this way. I think it should be that way. We come at it from a more objective approach. And we say, what does the data say? So that's how we got started.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. When I've met you and we started talking about crowdfunding for EST Day, I began to see that you have an entire science behind the approach of crowdfunding. Whereas last year when I was on my own, it was basically like I had no plan. Every day was, okay, well, I came up with this idea. Let me put it into action. And I was all by myself and I was exhausted. And So what are you seeing these entrepreneurs that are mainly doing this by themselves? What are the three biggest mistakes you see them make?
So three biggest mistakes. A lack of a plan is the biggest component. Not giving yourself enough time leading into the campaign, and not having a good team. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the plan first. You don't want to be trying to drive strategy or come up with strategy when the thing is alive.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you probably dealt with some of that. The last time you did this, right? It makes you anxious. You don't know what's going to happen, right? So what we do is we've done the research and we say, okay, look, you know, here's the plan. And the process is the same for pretty much every entrepreneur. We're just spinning the hook differently and we're changing out the actors. So I have a good solid plan going into it. A good solid team too. So it's statistically proven that teams with four or more people raise 85% more money. And none of this stuff is rocket science. We're not the atom. It's just extremely time intensive. And I'm sure, as you can vouch in from just the exercises that we've done, it takes a lot of getting in, finding out what's working, what's not, and then taking what you find, that research, and then spinning it to your own campaign. Mm-hmm. And what was the third one I said? So plan, team. I don't know. We'll come back to me.
I was going to say I should remember it, but I was so listening to what you were just talking about that I forgot myself. Yeah.
Oh, not giving yourself enough time leading into it, right? And the reason being, so a lot of people say, you know, they'll call me and say, hey, we want to start this crowdfunding campaign. And I say, great, when do you want to start? Next week. Okay, cool. How much preparation have you done so far? Well, none. That's why we're hiring you. It's like, no. You know, so it takes an average in between 6 to 8 weeks to pull together. Mm-hmm. And it only takes probably 2 to 4 weeks to kind of get all your research and your messaging and everything put together.
Yeah.
But then after that, you want to give yourself ample time to actually build relationships with these people. And when I say people, that's your social media influencers, mm-hmm. that's your bloggers, and that's your mainstream journalists.
Mm-hmm. All the people that you want to share your campaign, write about your campaign, etc. Awesome. So I have so many questions from you know, we haven't touched on this yet, from a lot of my readers about the video, because they saw the video that I put out last year, and although it wasn't necessarily, you know, a video of me talking and walking and, you know, showing people what I was coming up with, it was all motion graphics, and it was extremely, you know, emotion driven, because it was something I was really passionate about. And I personally believe that because of that video, that's why I was able to raise all of that money without a team and, you know, without the time and the preparation and the skills. How important do you think it is for people to have a professional looking video with a good message?
On a one to 10 scale, 5,000. So if one of the exercises that we do with everyone that we crowdfund, including in Sex Trafficking Day, excuse me. All right. Is do a research and market study, right? So we pull different campaigns and we look and see what's worked for other people and what hasn't, that type of thing. And one of the things that there's a direct correlation between the quality of the video and how much money you raise. That's not saying you can't raise money without a good video. It's just saying you're not going to raise as much. So, and the average campaign, keep in mind, is $7,000. Mm-hmm. That's the average successful campaign, right? 43% of them only make it, right? So having a good quality video is pivotal. And keep in mind that people back people. They don't back projects or things, mm-hmm. right? So you want to have that, like to your point, you want to have that emotional pull in there, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's something that is humanity-based and you're trying to make an emotional plea to people to get involved, mm-hmm. absolutely. If it's a product, you need to position yourself that this isn't just another product. This is different because it's going to make your kid read and he's not going to be some ignorant hillbilly on the side of the road. I don't know.
Yeah. So you think it's really important for entrepreneurs to include their story and a bit about, you know, themselves, not just all focus on the product or the issue.
Awesome. Yeah. So, and that's kind of the mistake a lot of people make is they make these sometimes like commercials, mm-hmm. and people don't want to be sold to; they want to be included.
Yeah.
Right. And so when there's that trust factor comes through too, when it's just like, well, who's behind this? And if you ever see like a lot of these major brands and their Twitter handles, they'll say tweets by @ Eli_Regalado, right? Because they want to know who is behind this message, mm-hmm. right? Who is it that I'm actually talking to? Mm-hmm. So, awesome. Yes,
yeah,
definitely cool. Make yourself come through that video.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's really all about community. I mean, people just want to feel like they're a part of something. For the people that maybe they have to do this on their own, maybe they can't afford to hire, a brilliant agency like yours, and they have to do this on their own. What are maybe a couple tips that you could give them? You know, of course you've given us some already, you know, a good video. What if they can't afford to hire somebody to do a video? What tips would you have for them?
So here's the thing. So there's always exceptions to the rule, mm-hmm. right? You know, and I mean, I never went to college, so there's an exception to the rule, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not living in my mom's basement. So even though everyone said I would. But it's not impossible, guys, to do this by yourself, and you can do it by yourself. It's just going to be harder and it's going to take you longer, yep. right? So if you want to spend the next 40 to 60 hours a week over the next 6 to 8 weeks, do everything yourself, absolutely can be done, right? Mm-hmm. But if you have other responsibilities, you have a family, you have life, and you're kind of building it here and there, you need a team to kind of supplement those resources. Mm-hmm. So If you can't get a good quality video, like shot, use stuff like Powtoon or AnimateThis or other online cloud-based animation services. Mm-hmm. You can get on there. You're going to have to work within kind of a template, but as long as you can tell a decent story in that, you should be okay. It'd be hard to raise, higher six-figure raises, but if you're looking to raise, I tell everyone this, if you're looking to raise $10,000 or whatever, absolutely,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I love how you just say $10,000 because so many people, like myself included, when I raised the $10,000 last year, I was thinking, oh my God, $10,000, that's so much money. And a mentor of mine was like, Erin, it is all about perspective. $10,000 is not a lot to me, it's a lot to you. So you just got to think about it that way. But yeah, it's so
Yeah,
true.
I mean, and you know, when you deal with like corporate sponsors and these other worlds, I mean, $10,000 for a major corporation, I mean, that's an accounting error, right? It's like, oh, it went somewhere. We don't know where it went, but you know, we'll round it up. So it's the same thing with these kind of products, right? And services on these crowdfunding portals. If you have that limitation where it's $10,000, it's like, ooh, I'm gonna just try hard to get there. It's gonna be, you know, set it higher. You can always say you're gonna ask for $10,000, but just way exceed that too, right?
Awesome. Awesome. So going into some of the questions, some of my readers had, one of them is platforms. You know, a lot of people, the main two you hear about is Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Do you feel like it hurts someone's campaign if they're on a different platform?
No. So we're platform agnostic. And at the end of the day, I mean, here's the thing. So the crowdfunding is like the early days of the World Wide Web, right? You had this promise or this thought that, oh my gosh, we're going to get this basic HTML website and we're going to spend $100,000 on it. And we're going to put it on this thing called the web. And all this money is going to come pouring in. It's going to be awesome. Well, we know what happened next, right? You know, our economy tanked. So it's the same thing with crowdfunding, right? So people that take the platform out of it, okay, and just move it away. And what it comes down to is, do you have a viable product? Do you have something to say? Can you say it clearly and concisely? And can you drive traffic to that conversation, right? And if you can't do one of those four things or all of them, then you need to retool and figure it out, right? So with the crowdfunding campaign, the platform doesn't matter because there's people that have raised it millions of dollars on their own website,
Yeah, I
right?
didn't use
So
one either.
yeah, there you go, $10,000, right? So don't necessarily worry about the platform. It can help with some of that social oomph when you get up and going, but from the early stages, it's not that big of a deal.
Do you find entrepreneurs running into issues, and you might not even make it this far with them, like tax-wise? You know, say they raise $50,000, do they then just have to set 20% of that aside and, you know, not even touch it for tax purposes? Or
Yeah, so, well, keep in mind, so however the money's being channeled is going to dictate how you pay your taxes. So, I mean, if you're running it through an individual, obviously it's going to be a little higher. If you're running it through some tax shelters, through a business, an S corp, whatever, then it's going to be less. So, however that money is going to come to you or a business bank account is going to dictate how you're taxed.
Yeah, I've run into a lot of people asking that question and really worried about it just for that purpose. Because, I mean, as you know, like a lot of my clients rate or end up raising money for nonprofits. So, okay, last question. Oh, one of my readers asked about the stage of business they're in. Do you feel like, you know, they have to be all, which I probably know what you're going to say to this answer. Do you feel like they have to be all professional and their website has to be all together before they get this, you know, crowdfunding campaign out to look like they're ready?
Yes and no. No to the, I mean, you have to be able to have the information there, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be, I wouldn't spend 3 days worrying about the font and the different Pantones for the website. But as long as the information's there, even if like a simple blog type format, right, where they can simply read it, you're fine. And the website doesn't necessarily matter as much as the page. It's because, again, you know, you're crowdfunding, right? Now, if this is a mature business that's been around for 10 years and they're looking for money to expand and their website looks like their 6-year-old kid built it, that might have a negative connotation or kind of like some suspect, like, what are you guys doing with their money, right? But if it's an entrepreneur who has a new concept and he was looking for money to do this, you know, don't spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars just getting out the door, right? Get your idea, get some cash in the door, use that money to build your brand and build your idea and keep going. One of the other things that we're doing too, we're pretty hands-on, very hands-on with the people we work with, obviously with Insect Trapping Bait. And what we're trying to do right now is develop a model for up-and-coming entrepreneurs. So it's going to be somewhere between the $100 to $499 price point to where people who can't afford thousands of dollars and pay us to actually do all that PR and stuff, but they can still say, okay, look, I still I don't want to try to have to learn this on my own and fall on my face a bunch of times. So I think what we're going to do with that is kind of like an online boot camp webinar type deal, where it's like an hour a week. You come in, we critique your plans, people can ask questions, and we kind of dump those people into a forum so they can also learn from the group.
That'd be great.
So, because I've been, and I've been an entrepreneur, and, you know, there's been times in my life where I couldn't afford my own services, right? So I was faced that same opportunity. So we still want to be able to help people, but at the same time, for the projects that need to scale and have big opportunity and people that can pay it. So we want to service those too.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, yeah, let us know when that rolls out, because I know plenty of people that would love the opportunity to work with you in that capacity. Okay, last question. I lied. One more question. As far as perks go, because you told me something the other day that I think is interesting. A lot of people get stressed out about the perks, and, you know, they got to get t-shirts made and posters done and, you know, celebrity endorsement, whatever. How important do you think the perks are?
Pretty important. Well, it depends on what you're doing. So I used to think that perks were like, they'll make you or break you. However, I've seen a couple campaigns, especially donations, ones that are focused on donations and working with nonprofits, to where it's less of an issue. Because there's one, I forget the link, I think it's on Kickstarter, but it was like the Sioux Indians were at risk of losing these sacred lands because a family owned them. This family was going to put them up for auction. And then once they were gone, they were gone. They're going to put a highway through it and everything else. So literally a lawyer from the Indian Nation got on camera, said, this is what we're doing. It wasn't shot super artsy or whatever, but it had a very strong emotional pull, right? Because the consequence of not raising this money is for a culture that's based on ancestors and history, right? That's gone. It's going to be done. And so I looked, and they were like $300,000. And I looked at the perks, and there were none. It was like, you know, give us $1,000. And it's like, you know, your ancestors will appreciate you. Give us $100. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that was like the perks. So for everyone else, though, if you're doing perks, it's a good way to get people if you don't have that type of Indian tribal type history, right? So you got to take it with a grain of salt. But think about this for your perks. The majority of your perks are going to come, the majority of your contributions are going to come in between $25 to $100. Somewhere between 75 and 90%, right? So your perks in that category want to have the most value, and they want to be priced accordingly. And what I mean by that is, work with people all the time, they say, okay, hey, you know, well, we'll do a t-shirt. Great, you know, what do you want to price that at? Well, $100. Okay, well, I don't pay $100 for a t-shirt. I know some people do, but the vast majority of people aren't going to, and especially the types of t-shirts you're going to be printing. It's not like you're Donna Karen or something, right? So, so price them accordingly. You know, $25, $50 in there. You know, that's fine. But, you know, just use common sense and do something with what the market will actually pay for.
Love it. Thank you so much. Your tips, your wisdom, all of it is so super appreciated. There's such a need for your expertise, and I'm just so happy and honored that you are able to sit down with us today. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. And if anyone has any questions, you can email me at eli6603@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at eli_regalado.
Yes. And I will have those links below, as well as the links to his website. And y'all will see his brilliance at work soon with the End Sex Trafficking Day campaign. So thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time. Bye.